Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really fascinating to dive into.
Oh yeah, we're talking about some cutting-edge research on how our cells fight off viruses, and it's actually pretty cool how specific this defense mechanism is.
Right. So this study is all about a protein called membrillin, or TMEM-259, if you want the technical name. And what researchers found is that it acts like almost like a quality control manager in cells.
A quality control manager. I like that. So what's it managing exactly?
Well, it's specifically targeting viral proteins, things like the spike protein from SARS-CoV-2, you know, the COVID virus, or the envelope proteins from Ebola, influenza, even HIV.
Okay, so membrillin is like hunting down these viral invaders.
Exactly. But here's what makes it really interesting. It doesn't go after just any misfolded protein. It's super selective. It targets these heavily glycosylated viral fusion proteins specifically.
Heavily glycosylated. That means they're covered in sugar molecules, right?
Yes. And that's actually how viruses try to hide from our immune system. They coat themselves in these sugar shields. But membrillin seems to recognize that pattern.
So it's like the virus tries to wear a disguise, but membrillin sees through it?
Pretty much. And here's how it works. Membrillin sits in the endoplasmic reticulum. That's the ER, which is like the protein factory of the cell.
The ER, got it. That's where proteins get made and folded properly.
Right. So membrillin assembles this whole complex with other proteins. It recruits something called MAN1B1, which is an enzyme that trims sugars off glycoproteins.
Okay, so it's like membrillin brings in the tools it needs.
Exactly. It also recruits VCP, which is like a molecular machine that helps extract proteins. And then membrillin itself has this special region that connects to the autophagy system.
Autophagy. That's the cell's recycling system, right? Where it breaks down damaged stuff?
Yes. So basically, membrillin tags these viral proteins and sends them to lysosomes for degradation. It's like shipping them off to the cellular garbage disposal.
That's actually brilliant. So the virus makes its proteins in the cell's factory, but before they can do any damage, membrillin catches them and destroys them.
Right. And what's really cool is that when researchers knocked out membrillin or MAN1B1 in cells, the viruses became much more infectious, like 3 to 4 times more infectious.
Wow, so these proteins are actually providing significant protection against viral infection.
Absolutely. And here's another fascinating detail. This pathway doesn't require ubiquitination, which is the usual way cells mark proteins for destruction.
So it's a completely different mechanism from the normal protein degradation pathways.
Yes. It's independent of the proteasome system. Instead, it goes straight to lysosomes through this autophagy route. The researchers showed that proteasome inhibitors didn't block the degradation, but lysosomal inhibitors did.
That's really specific. So the cell has evolved this specialized system just for dealing with viral glycoproteins?
It looks that way. And get this, it doesn't target regular misfolded host proteins. They tested it with various human proteins that are known to misfold and cause diseases, and membrillin didn't touch them.
So it can somehow distinguish between our own defective proteins and viral proteins? How does it do that?
The researchers think it's sensing the density of glycans. Viral fusion proteins have this really dense clustering of sugar molecules, and that seems to be the signal that membrillin recognizes.
That's incredibly smart. It's like the cell is recognizing a pattern that's characteristic of viruses but not normal human proteins.
Exactly. They even tested this with Ebola glycoprotein. When they removed the heavily glycosylated mucin-like domain, the protein was still degraded, but it no longer required membrillin.
So the dense glycans are really the key signal. That's fascinating.
Yeah, and this has pretty big implications. The study tested this mechanism against SARS-CoV-2, SARS-CoV-1, MERS, Ebola, influenza H5N1, and HIV-1. It worked against all of them.
So it's a broad-spectrum antiviral mechanism built right into our cells. That's actually pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is. and understanding this pathway could potentially lead to new therapeutic approaches. If we could enhance membranin activity, we might be able to boost the cell's natural antiviral defenses.
Right. Or if viruses evolve ways to evade this system, we'd want to know about that too.
Absolutely. The researchers also found that membranin works together with MAN1B1 in this really coordinated way. Membranin uses different parts of its structure to recruit different components of the machinery.
Like it's the central coordinator bringing everything together.
Yes. Its luminal loop binds MAN1B1, its cytoplasmic loop binds VCP, and its tail has this LC3 interacting region that connects to the autophagy machinery.
That's really elegant molecular architecture. Evolution came up with quite a solution there.
It is. And what I find particularly interesting is that this challenges our understanding of ER quality control. We thought we knew the main pathways, but here's a whole new branch that's specifically antiviral.
So there's probably still a lot more to discover about how our cells defend themselves.
Definitely. This study opens up a lot of new questions. Like, are there other ER phagy receptors with specialized functions? How do viruses try to evade this system?
And could we target this pathway therapeutically? There's a lot of potential here.
For sure. The research team was led by Yonghui Zheng from the University of Illinois Chicago, along with colleagues from the Harbin Veterinary Research Institute in China. Really impressive international collaboration.
And this was published in Advanced Science, so it's gone through rigorous peer review. Pretty solid work.
Yeah. They did extensive experiments. Knockout cell lines, microscopy, biochemical assays, even tested with actual pseudoviruses to measure infectivity.
That's thorough. So we can be pretty confident in these findings.
Absolutely. And I think the big takeaway here is that our cells have these incredibly sophisticated defense mechanisms that we're still discovering. Membranin is acting like an innate immune sensor at the ER level.
Right. It's part of that first line of defense before the adaptive immune system even kicks in.
Exactly. And it's specifically tuned to recognize viral glycoproteins based on their glycan patterns. That's really smart evolutionary design.
It really is. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into cellular antiviral defense. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex.
My pleasure, Jamie. It's always fun to explore these cutting-edge discoveries.
If you want to read the full paper, we'll have a link in the show notes. It's pretty technical, but really interesting if you want all the details.
And if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with anyone interested in virology or cell biology.
Thanks for listening to the Origene podcast, everyone. We'll catch you next time.
See you next time.